USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Talk about a New Year's Eve buzzkill. More than 100,000 customers of Sacramento Municipal Utility District ring in the new year in the dark. Sacramento County officials issued a local state of emergency due to widespread flooding and evacuations. The National Weather Service is urging residents in Wilton, California to evacuate due to record flooding. Brian Koberger, the Washington State University graduate student arrested in the murders of four University of Idaho students, will likely waive extradition to return to the state. That's according to his extradition hearing attorney. A hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. Prosecutors say Koberger's DNA was recovered in the house where four students were stabbed to death in November. A host of new laws ring in the new year across the USA. 27 states are seeing minimum wage increases. In Washington state, it increases to $15.74, the highest in the country. Washington and California will require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees. And Maryland and Missouri are the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for those over 21. Ohio State was this close to upsetting Georgia in the Peach Bowl to head to the College Football National Championship game, but it wasn't meant to be. Noah Ruggles missed a 50-yard game-winning field goal as Georgia hangs on for a 42-41 win. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day says the game came down to several key plays.
You know, I thought our team came out and swung and played hard in this game, came up short. You know, came down to one play.
Georgia and TCU meet in the national championship game for college football a week from Monday in Englewood. Anita Pointer, Grammy-winning writer and singer and founding member of the Pointer Sisters, has died at the age of 74. The group saw their most commercial success in the 1980s, winning two Grammys in 1984 for top 10 hits, including Jump for My Love. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA News. 2022.
It's been a roller coaster year for the economy. Trying to keep inflation in check, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate 7 times. Fed Chair Jerome Powell explained the thinking.
Our overarching focus is using our tools to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal and to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored.
Those hikes sent mortgage rates from around 3% to more than 7%. That, coupled with rising prices, put home buying out of the reach of many. Gas prices are back to where they were about a year ago, a nationwide average of about $3 a gallon, after spiking to more than $5 a gallon. Stocks soared and crashed. Crypto soared and crashed. President Biden and congressional Democrats ended the year passing a huge spending bill to the chagrin of Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise.
What Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have done the last 2 years to ram through trillions in spending, mountains of heavy regulation, it's hurting the lower income families of America.
The president begs to differ.
Economy's gone from being on the mend to on the move.
Democrats are hoping that spending authorized by last year's Build Back Better infrastructure bill will start taking hold next year. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.